Next item is 1084.
Authorize application to the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Assistance for a grant in the amount of $391,694 for the Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistance Grant Program, fiscal year 2018 local solicitation to assist the Portland metropolitan area law enforcement and criminal justice community to prevent and reduce crime and violence.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. I'm here to provide some testimony on this and want to remind you that this is part of a public hearing of the governing body of the local government, City of Portland. And
could you state your name for the record, please?
I beg your pardon. My name is Bob Delcazzi. I'm Business Operations Manager with Portland Police Bureau.
Thank you, Bob.
So as a public meeting, this is providing an opportunity for a review of what this application involves, and it provides citizens with an opportunity to comment on the application. And at the time of the accepting the award, the mayor will certify that this has taken place. The Edward Byrne Memorial Justice Assistant Grant for 2018 was submitted. The application was submitted to the United States Department of Justice on the 22nd of August, 2018. The 2018 solicitation still requires a minimum 30-day review by the governing body, as I just mentioned. Although the Office of Justice Programs has decreased the application window from 6 to 4 weeks this year. So upon advice from city attorney, the Bureau has proceeded with the application ordinance to fulfill the review requirement. The grant program, instituted by Department of Justice in 2005, is named after Edward Eddie R. Byrne, a New York City police officer who was killed while on duty in 1988. The Department of Justice directs funding of local law enforcement agencies to assist in their efforts to prevent or reduce crime and violence. The 2018 JAG funds will be made under disparate certification to the City of Portland, Multnomah County, and the City of Gresham. The solicitation requires the city to submit a joint application for the disparate municipalities and to also act as the fiscal agent for the grant. The formula award amount is allocated to the three entities based on a statutory formula provided by the Bureau of Justice Statistics. The Police Bureau will receive $189,585, Multnomah County $148,960, and Gresham Police Department $53,149, for a total of $391,694 in federal funding. Although the federal grant award period is 4 years, per federal statute, local agencies spend their awards within 2 years. The Police Bureau will utilize their JAG funding for the following items. It will support the first year of a 3-year bicycle registration program designed by the Bureau's Bicycle Theft Task Force. This is modeled on the successful Vancouver, British Columbia program. Grant funding will provide for personnel and event expenses for participation in bicycle events to encourage on-the-spot registration and for registration kits for low-income community members. Bike thieves target about 10,000 bicycles each year, and this equates to $10 million worth of property loss for the community. If a bicycle is not registered, there's less than a 10% chance that it will be returned to its owner. The second project is a digital exchange known as a hub for sharing police records data. The hub will be separate from the records management system, and it's designed for easy integration with any RMS any agency may choose. Multnomah County will fund a portion of the personnel expense for the North Neighborhood Deputy District Attorney position. The Gresham Police Department is asking for grant funds for their education program titled Every 15 Minutes, which is designed to dramatically instill teenagers with the potentially dangerous consequences of drinking alcohol and texting while driving. which is distracted or impaired driving. The Department of Justice has stated that the JAG 2018 awards will be awarded after the 30th of September 2018. Do you have any questions?
Commissioner Fritz.
Did we actually get the money this year?
The award has not been announced yet.
From last year.
We just received the award notification for the 2017. I think that was on the 11th of this month.
So we are going to be getting the usual money that we usually get.
We did receive the award for the 2017 grant, albeit later than expected.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have three people signed up: Maggie, Catherine Baker, and Nancy Newell.
This is about, you're talking, go ahead first. Okay, you wanted to talk about theft and crime reduction. Well, I've been Memphised. To be Memphised is when you advocate for something.
I'm sorry, because we're running late, I have to really make sure that we are focused on the issue at hand. The testimony has to be directly related to the topic at
okay.
hand. It's the JAG grant.
Are you judge and jury on that,
yes,
Mayor?
I yes, I am.
I don't think so.
Yes, I am. I am the presiding officer, and it is my job
speaking
to keep the
about
you're taking
right
the freedom
here.
Of speech away from public
not.
Citizens and
no.
public testimony. Yes, you are.
I am not. Council rules yeah. dictate.
We'll meet you in court.
Time, place, and manner.
Okay, great.
Okay.
I'll
so a judge
has
decided that it's unconstitutional for Metro to be IDing people
has
on the map.
It has nothing to do with the JAG grant. Either get it to the JAG grant, or I'm going to move on to the next individual.
Okay.
Thank you. You're up.
Okay, time starts. You reduced it to 2 minutes, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yep. Okay, so are you having fun? Okay, so our water situation is causing the very problem that
you're trying
to deal with.
Nope, this is
oh,
about.
Excuse me, Mayor Wheeler.
Take a recess.
Our water situation.
Violation.
We do not have regulation of water that is no longer coming from our mountain. This is water from well water and causing.
We're wasting everybody's time.
You cannot cut me off. This is very pertinent.
I can't.
To the problems of expensive
it's not
homeless
related
women in
to
this
the
town.
Item
and
under
domestic
discussion.
Violence. It causes autism. It causes crazy.
We'll take a 3 minute
It causes
recess.
All kinds of serious problems. Go ahead and walk out. You have had me removed, Ms. Treasurer, State Treasurer. You've had me removed. This is all relevant.
There's plenty of security.
He is fixated on me.